Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yeah, I want to thank both of you for being here today, and I am going to get started right away. Sasha, Ashley, this is always a story that has so many layers to it, and for those people that are not aware of why this is important, the dangers of keeping unwanted prescription drugs in the home, I think this is going to be eye-opening. And a lot of times we think about this in terms of what are the possible disasters that could happen to children and other adults and members of the family. But as part of this conversation in a recent story I heard, you also have to be mindful of any of your animal friends, your pets in the family. I mean, this is just not a single dimensional conversation here. And I don't think people want to be careless. I don't think that's what we're talking about. But I just don't think they understand. I want to start up, Sasha, if you don't mind, I would like to start off with you because personal stories are very important and they touch the heart. When we think about the importance of this message coming out into the world, you know, National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, I don't even know if people know there's such a thing. Sasha, how did this hit your heart?
Absolutely. So I appreciate the opportunity to share this story. So despite being passionate about the safe disposal of medications and being educated about the threat they pose to the community, I recently discovered an unacceptable level of risk in my own home. I'm the mother of 2 8-year-old daughters, and my husband and I are in the healthcare field. But I recently found a nearly full bottle of oxycodone, which is a powerful pain medication, in my guest bathroom. My husband was prescribed this medication after a procedure, but found he didn't need it. And it crossed both of our minds to dispose of the medication in one of the drop bins located at Novant Health, the hospital I work at, but we hadn't gotten around to it and the thought slipped our minds. So for far too long, this powerful medication sat in plain view of us, my children, and anyone else with access to that bathroom, including our teenage babysitter. So thankfully, I found the medication before my story ended in tragedy, but we all know that too often it's situations like this that put dangerous medications into the wrong hands. And Ashley and I just really encourage everyone listening to use National Prescription Take Back Day as an opportunity to safely rid your own homes of unneeded medications.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that story. And one of the things I really want to point out to that story, and then Ashley, I'd like to come to you, is it becomes out of sight, out of mind. I mean, it's just one of those things where, I mean, I had 2 knee replacements, right? But it's just one of those things that if you don't think about it, that medication that you didn't use or didn't use very much of, and you somehow tucked away in plain sight, tucked away like medicine cabinet or something like that, you just don't think about. I mean, you don't wake up every day and go look, oh, let me go look in my medicine cabinet. And so you never really know when the opportunity for somebody else to find it and do something with it that perhaps they shouldn't. I mean, Ashley, let's go to you. This isn't an important message, but it's more than that. This is really encouraging people to really do something. But from your perspective, give us some information. There are a lot of people that don't really know the depth and the breadth of the people that are using prescription. What are some of the numbers on this?
Happy to share that with you, Pat. So we know that over 300 people per day, unfortunately, die from an opioid overdose. So it's really important that we are making sure that we encourage folks to remove those medications. And I think the National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, which happens twice a year every year, is an important reminder. So partner organizations like Inmar Intelligence and Novant Health and local law enforcement agencies will come together to sponsor events across the country where you can drop off your medications and they are disposed of safely.
Yeah. And, I was really shocked about the percentage. I think it was almost 20% of the people that were saying they don't know how to get rid of them. It's like they know they should get rid of them. They also know that they shouldn't pour them down the sink or the right. I mean, so let's just be very clear about what we're talking. We're talking about the proper way to rid yourself of these, right? But having said that, they don't know, so they don't do. And isn't that the powerful part of this message, Ashley?
It certainly is. About in a recent survey, about 76% of us have medications still in our cabinet. Yeah. And you're right, 20% of people don't know how to dispose of them properly. And a lot of people think that it's still okay to flush your medications down the toilet or toss them in the trash. And honestly, that is really impactful to the environment and to our health and safety in a different way, because we know that over 46 million Americans have trace amounts of pharmaceuticals in their drinking water. So it is important that we not only that we take the opportunity to clean out our medicine cabinets, but that we do it in the right way.
Yeah. Sasha, I want to get back to you because your story is so profoundly important, but it's really, I think it's quite common for people to be in that exact situation that you were in. And it doesn't even matter if it was a procedure in a hospital. It could be anything. It could be, oh, I got a sinus infection. Boom. Right. It doesn't really matter. We just seem to like to hoard these leftovers, right? I mean, I'm not saying that you're hoarding them, but I'm just saying that there's a natural tendency psychologically to say, I didn't need it then, but I may need it 5 years from now, right?
Absolutely.
Is that something that goes on?
Absolutely. The just in case hoarding phenomena. So, to get around this, we established a routine where we inspect our medication cabinets for expired and unused medications. And this periodic review allows us to dispose of meds that are no longer needed. And with that, I just can't emphasize enough how important it is to teach your children about the dangers of taking medications without the supervision of a parent.
What do you think? I want to hear this from each of you. Outside of what we've just talked about, have you found a pattern? I mean, each of you come from different perspectives, but yet you have the same goal. Have you found like one or two major common obstacles that people keep citing to you about why they don't? I mean, is it really the things we've already talked about already, or is there something else underneath it? Ashley, what do you think?
I think for me as a busy mom, similar to Sasha's story, there have been times in my life when, it just wasn't the priority. And unfortunately, we have to do more to educate folks to make this a priority and to make it a habit. We, in addition to the Drug Take Back Day, there are Inmar Intelligence has about 6,000 kiosks across the country in pharmacies or local law enforcement agencies. So you don't have to wait for an event necessarily. If you have time at another time of the year, hopefully you can go to the website, which is safemedicinedrop.com, and find a kiosk that's near you so that you can do it in your time.
And I want to say that website again, safemedicinedrop.com.
That's correct.
Please pass that on. It's so easy to remember. Not like my last name. But so easy, safemedicinedrop.com. Sasha, I want to get to you because both of you live and breathe this. And I just want to say, just because we're having a couple of days, this doesn't mean that every day. I mean, I just want to be clear. Just because we're having a couple of days, it does not mean that every day is not the day you can do this. So let's just be very clear about that, can we? This is just a message and a campaign. But you can take these and drop them off any day, Sasha, right?
Absolutely. A lot of facilities like Novant Health have prescription med drop bins within their facility. So you can just walk in and drop off medications. And what I want to emphasize is that every 10 minutes, a child ends up in the emergency room for medication poisoning. So
really,
absolutely.
Say that one more time.
Every 10 minutes, a child ends up in the emergency room from medication poisoning.
Wow.
Absolutely. So people really need to take this message seriously. You know, Ashley talked about the knowledge gap. And that's why it's so important that people use days like Prescription Drug Take Back Day, as well as any other day, to routinely inspect medications in their cabinets and dispose of them properly.
Hats off to Inmar. I mean, the whole kiosk thing, that's brilliant. Who came up with that? Did you two come up with that?
I wish I could take credit for that, but no.
I can't even take credit for the name of my show. A listener's named the show, Dr. Pat Show. But it really is innovative now. And, you know, look, I know this is a short interview, but I got to bring this up. Recently on one of the stations, I don't know which one it was, but there was an entire series about the formation of the opioid pandemic. I mean, what we're talking about is OxyContin right now. We're talking about that in particular. That's not the only one. But there was just a tremendous series to show the evolution of this. See, that cat is already out of the bag. That's out of the bag. So now we have to find ways to really make people more aware. And even in that short film, you saw how that prescription bottle that was just laying around in a drawer or something got used by a young adult. It's really that easy. And isn't that really the point? It's really that easy for another person, no fault of their own, to be tempted. Let's use the word tempted. Isn't that what we're talking about? If it's insight, there's going to be a temptation to do something that you might regret. I'm not talking about the child that stumbles upon an open bottle. I'm talking about these other situations where family and friends come into your house and they go into your bathroom and boom, they're looking for toothpaste and they open up your medicine cabinets like, oh, what's this goodie? What do you think about that?
So for me, I'll tell you what I did. I relocated all medications to a high lock cabinet that remains inaccessible to not only my children, but to anybody who comes in my home, like a babysitter.
Yeah. I mean, that is something we should really make people aware of. You know, we're not saying to get rid of everything. I mean, people need prescriptions. I have a friend that just got a couple of prescriptions, the first in her life ever. But people need the medication for whatever ails them. But what we're talking about here today, there are medications you don't need. So get rid of them, Ashley, right?
That's exactly right. It's really important that you take the time and the opportunity to take advantage of the local events, local kiosks in, you know, as Sasha mentioned, in healthcare facilities and law enforcement agencies all across the country.
I want to ask you both, I know this is the last couple of minutes we have. I really want to ask you, when you look out in the future and you have your magic, powerful wand, what would each of you like to see a year from now? What would you like to see happen when we're having this conversation again? What would we want to be talking about a year from now? Sasha, you first, then Ashley, you, please.
I would really love to learn that all of your listeners have taken our advice to establish a routine to regularly inspect their medication cabinets for expired and unused medications.
Yeah, yeah.
I love your answer, Sasha. And I would like to, I would love to see a specific number that we've captured double. So we, over the years that we have had kiosks out across the country, we've collected almost 2 million pounds of unused or unwanted prescription medications. And if we could educate folks to get rid of all of what they have in their cabinets right now, because we know 76% of you out there have them, I think we could double that number. And I would love to see that.
Yeah. And I want to top this off by saying many of you that are listening to this, you're probably thinking, oh, I have a medication. I don't have to worry about this one because it's not what they're talking about. No, it is. You know, we're not only talking about opioids in the cabinet, we're talking about medication. And some of the medication that you may have in there may be more harmful than you think. You just may not know it. And so the question really is, why take the risk, right? Right, Ashley? Right, Sasha? Why take the risk? Please give out that website one more time, Ashley, if you could.
It's safemedicinedrop.com.
And when they go there, they'll be able to find information and also pay this forward. I mean, this message should be like on billboards, on buses, in every city. I mean, that's how seriously important this is. One misstep can cost a life. That's why you're both are here, right?
Absolutely. And we so appreciate you for having us today.
Yeah, I want to thank you. Hi, everybody. This was our good news segment. I really want you to find out more. It's so important that you really listen to what both Sasha and Ashley are saying and doing. It's one step away. Just check your medications. Thank you both for doing what you do. Thank you all. Let's take a short break.